The police department in Oakland, California, has been under federal oversight now for more than 15 years, stemming from a police abuse and racial profiling scandal. In that negotiated settlement, the city agreed to sweeping reforms, including to better track all stops and to eliminate discriminatory policing. But as NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, there's mounting frustration that better data collection still has not led to real change.
For the last few years, Stanford University researchers have helped the Oakland police understand the information officers collect during every police stop and arrest on the streets here in Oakland. The researchers showed that Oakland officers are far more likely to stop, search, and even handcuff black people than white people during a traffic or pedestrian stop. And their analysis of body cam footage showed that during traffic stops, officers spoke less respectfully to black motorists than whites. Oakland's police chief, Ann Kirkpatrick, says these studies by Stanford psychology professor Jennifer Eberhardt have proved invaluable.
A lot of agencies collect data, but we have gone and worked with Stanford to say, teach us how to ask the questions of that data. Teach us how to think. I want a change of how we think about policing. And when you think differently, you're going to have culture change.
But what the police chief and the city's mayor had hoped would become a national model for a data-driven reduction in racially biased policing has become the latest flashpoint for Oakland's troubled department. Activist residents and some local politicians protested the recent renewal of the Stanford professor's $500,000 two-year contract.
But I don't understand why she needs to come back and ask for more money.
Kathy Leonard is the founder of Oakland Neighborhoods for Equity. She says the police seem in love with big data and stuck on a hamster wheel of collection and analysis, a system, she says, that hasn't worked to reduce racially biased police stops, a key part of the federal settlement some 15 years ago.
Black people are being forced out of the city of Oakland due to gentrification and other matters, and yet the police are still stopping black men at exponential rates. The only thing that can be explained by is racism, pure and simple.
Oakland City Councilwoman Desley Brooks also questions why the police chief needs an outside consultant to interpret data and help make policy when neither the chief nor the professor have been able to move the needle on an issue they were hired to help fix.
The reality is that if you are the one that is stopped, when there is no reason for you to be stopped except for the color of your skin, that is unacceptable. You know that it takes away a part of your dignity. The mayor said it, the chief of police said it, Dr. Eberhardt has said it. Racial profiling is unacceptable. Then why haven't you came up with anything that addresses racial profiling?
In some recent months, the percentage of blacks who were stopped went up. Stanford Professor Eberhardt declined to comment. I asked Police Chief Kirkpatrick about the latest numbers.
We have reduced the actual number of contacts of people by almost 50%.
But why can't you reduce the number of African Americans in the stops you are making?
Right. So we're starting first with the footprint. We still know that it's disproportionate, and it is that disparity, that lack of equity, that is now the target.
Kirkpatrick says the department has reduced officer use of force and traffic stops for minor mechanical problems, stops that turned out to be racially biased and provocative. And the chief, who was hired less than 2 years ago, cautions that data-driven change takes time. Eric Westerveld, NPR News, Oakland, California.